Time again for the Warren County Radio Bible School. Get your Bibles now and turn to Exodus chapter 14, and we'll continue on with our studies about the deliverance of Israel from the Red Sea, or across the Red Sea. This is class session 473 of this Bible school. And while you're turning to Exodus chapter 14, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school, and we're studying a Sunday school lesson written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of January the 27th, 1924. And in just a moment, I'm going to be reading Exodus 14, 10 through 14, and then we'll refer to Elam's notes, and then continue reading through Exodus chapter 14 and back and forth with the text and these notes along the way. So if you have your Bible ready, the class will now begin. Exodus chapter 14 and verse 10. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians were marching after them. And they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto Jehovah, and they said unto Moses, Because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in this wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to bring us forth out of Egypt? Is not this word that we spake unto thee in Egypt, saying, Let us alone, that we may serve the Egyptians? For it were better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in this wilderness. And Moses said unto the people, Fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of Jehovah, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. Jehovah will fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Now looking at Elam's notes, it was on the day of the Passover the Egyptians were busy burying their dead. But when Pharaoh heard where the Israelites were, he thought they'd lost their way, and they were entangled in the land, and the wilderness had shut them in. Repenting that he had let them go, he at once made ready 600 chariots, all the chariots of Egypt, and pursued them. This greatly frightened the Israelites, and they cried out unto Jehovah, for they saw no way of escape. Their faith in God was not sufficiently strong, and their murmurings began. They should have known that God could have delivered them. Moses said to them, Fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of Jehovah, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. Jehovah will fight for you. Hold your peace. Moses trusted in God, believed God would save the Israelites, and spoke to them as above. Their duty was to stand still and patiently wait in faith until God should give them further directions. Rest in, and that is in the marginal reading of the American Standard Version, be still before Jehovah and wait patiently for him. Psalm 37 and verse 7. To stand still when God commands that is as much obedience to him as to go forward when he commands that. And so, Exodus chapter 14, verses 15 through 20. And Jehovah said unto Moses, Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak to the children of Israel that they go forward, and lift thou up thy rod, and stretch out thy hand over the sea, and divide it, And the children of Israel shall go in the midst of the sea on dry ground. And I, behold, I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall go in after them. And I will get me honor upon Pharaoh, and upon his host, and upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know that I am Jehovah when I have gotten me honor upon Pharaoh, and upon his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the angel of God who went before the camp of Israel removed, and behind them, and went behind them, and the pillar of cloud removed from before them, and stood between them. And it came between the camp of Egypt and the camp of Israel. And there was the cloud and the darkness, yet gave it light by night, and the one came not near the other all the night. God said to Moses, going back to Elam's notes now, God said to Moses, "Wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward, and lift up now thy rod, and stretch out thy hand over the sea, and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go in the midst of the sea on dry land." One must obey God as well as pray. In this way God saved the Israelites. In this way he fought for them. He opened up the way. And they had to obey him. Now the text says, "I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians." God said also he would harden Pharaoh's heart in verses 4. And then later we'll read in 11 and verse 10. It is also stated that Pharaoh hardened his own heart. How is this done? Well, God saves men now. How does he do that? He saves them through Jesus. The life, death, blood, and resurrection of Jesus. He saves them through the gospel. We read in Romans 1, 16 and 17, "I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein is revealed a righteousness of God from faith unto faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith." But God saving men by the gospel does not mean that men do not save themselves, because men also save themselves. We read in Acts chapter 2 and verse 40, "And with many other words he testified and exhorted them, saying, save yourselves from this crooked generation." We read in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 12, "So then, my beloved, even if ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling." Well, how did they do it? They did it by obedience in faith to God's will. In Acts chapter 2, verses 38 through 41, we read, "Peter said unto them, Repent ye, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ unto the remission of your sins. And ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For unto you and is the promise, and to your children, and to all them that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call unto him." And with many other words he testified and exhorted them, saying, "Save yourselves from this crooked generation." They then that received his word were baptized, and there were added unto them that day about 3,000 souls. We read in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 22, "That ye have purified your souls." Here it is. "Seeing ye have purified your souls in your obedience to the truth, unto unfeigned love of the brethren, love one another with a pure heart fervently." So also, God hardens men, and they harden themselves. All his threatenings and warnings and means of grace and salvation, in which many rejoice, serve only to harden the hearts of all who reject them. To one, a savor of death unto death. To the other, a savor of life unto life. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 16. the signs and means which increased and strengthened the Israelites' faith and saved them, hardened Pharaoh's heart and the heart of the Egyptians. Thus God saved the Israelites and hardened the hearts of the Egyptians. Thus, too, the Israelites saved themselves and the Egyptians hardened their own hearts. The Egyptians were left to choose their own course, and their choice to resist God, and God means hardened their hearts. The Bible says that the Egyptians shall know that I am Jehovah when I have got me honor upon Pharaoh and upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. The Egyptians acknowledged that God fought for the Israelites when he discomforted them and took off their chariot wheels, and he got honor upon them when he destroyed them all in the sea. How did God save Israel? In Exodus 13:21, we read, Jehovah went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them in the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light. The angel of his presence saved them, Isaiah 63:9, and sent an angel and brought us forth out of Egypt, Numbers 20:16. The angel led them into Canaan. The angel of God's presence was in the pillar of the cloud, in the pillar of fire. Thus, God went before them. His presence was clothed with this pillar of cloud and this pillar of fire. This pillar removed when the angel removed. The angel removed from before the Israelites and went behind here to protect them from the Egyptians. And so we see in verses 21 and 22 of Exodus 14 that as God commanded him, Moses stretched out his hand and the rod and over the sea. The rod had done wonders when it was stretched out in obedience to God. Here's what we read in the text. And Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and Jehovah caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all the night and made the sea dry land. And the waters were divided, and the children of Israel went in the midst of the sea upon dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on the right hand and on the left. Moses had this rod in his hand, and we need to ask what it is that God has placed in our hands. God would have us to use what he has placed in our hands to his glory. Jehovah caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all the night, and with the blast of his nostrils the waters were piled up. The flood stood upright as a heap, and the deeps were congealed in the heart of the sea. Exodus 15:8. God clave the sea and caused them to pass through, and made the waters to stand as a heap, Psalm 78:13, so that indeed the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left, and the Israelites went into the midst of the sea on dry land. This was a miracle. The waters divided when Moses stretched out his rod over the sea, and again when he stretched his hand over the sea, it returned to its strength. And so the inspired writer ever speaks of it. We read in verse 23, the Egyptians pursued and went after them into the midst of the sea, all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. The Egyptians thought where the Israelites went, they could go. They pursued the Israelites in their own folly. We read in verse 24 that it came to pass in the morning watch that Jehovah looked upon the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud and discomforted the host of the Egyptians. We're going to begin our studies back there when we come to class again and continue reading in this Sunday school lesson about how God saved Israel. Mark that in your Bible in Exodus chapter 14. Class will now be dismissed.